The eighth principle of Bible interpretation that we want to ponder is this. We must recognize that there are temporary and permanent aspects to consider regarding biblical authority. In other words, simply because an action was authorized at one time for a certain person or group does not necessarily mean that we have authority for that same action today. Properly classifying accounts of action that we read about in the Scriptures is very important. This information is presented in detail on Disc 2 in the lesson entitled Explicit Authority. Specifically, it is found in the section dealing with how the New Testament authorizes explicitly by example. In the interest of space, we will not duplicate the information here.